This is the Daf Yomi Masechta review, Masechta Shkalim. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis, or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal. This is the Daf Yomi Masechta review, Masechta Shkalim. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis, or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klalim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly. This tape is dedicated in memory of Aisha Rivka Bas Yoshua Pressburger, Zechona Levracha. The tape begins from Talmud Yerushalmi, Masechta Shkalim, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi David Heber.
At the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, the mitzvah of Machtis HaShekel is given. Zayitnu kol ha'ayver al ha'pkudim, Machtis HaShekel b'Shekel HaKadosh, Esrim Geira HaShekel, Machtis HaShekel Tshuma LaHashem. The Shkalim discusses this mitzvah of Machtis HaShekel, its yearly collection, and how its funds were distributed within the Beis HaMikdash, and used for karbonos and other Dvarim Shel HaKadosh. Other related topics, particularly those involving the finances of the Beis HaMikdash, are also discussed. The Mishnah on Daf Beis begins with the different announcements made on Rosh Chodesh Adar, including the announcement to remind the people to bring the Shkalim in its proper time before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This is because on Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the Trumas HaLishka, the withdrawal of the Shkalim from the Lishka in the Beis HaMikdash to be used for the purchase of Karbonis. Because we want the new Shkalim ready for the Trumas HaLishka, Klal Yisrael was reminded 1 month in advance. The Gemara Megillah Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph says we therefore read Parshas Shkalim on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Adar, or the Shabbos preceding Rosh Chodesh Adar, as a reminder that this is the Zman to bring the Shkalim to Yerushalayim. The Gemara has a machlokes that maybe the Bnei Bavel should hear the announcement at the beginning of the winter to give them enough time to bring their Shkalim before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rabbi Yehuda and Pazi B'Shem Rebbe illustrates the powerful strength of the Yetzer Hara. When Klal Yisrael built the Mishkan, it says Kol Nadiv Lev, the generous of heart donated. In other words, some of Klal Yisrael. By the Egel, it says Vayisparku Kol Ha'am, all the people removed their gold earrings for the Egel HaZav. Gemara lists other examples as well, Az Yashir Moshe and Vatisa Kol Ha'eda. The Torah uses the Lashon of Truma 3 times in the Parsha of Truma as well as Kisisa. Trumas Adonim for the silver bases of the Mishkan, Trumas Shkalim for Karbonos, and Trumas HaMishkan for the Mishkan. The Ramah in Simin Tafresh Tzadi Dalas says, our minig of giving 3 of half of the currency, Purim time, is based on the 3 times Truma is mentioned. We will see later another makor for this minig. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Mitzvahs HaNahagos Ba'adar Sheini, Eina Nahagos Ba'rishon, Chutz Mehesped V'tainis. In a leap year when there are 2 months of Adar, all the mitzvahs of Purim, as well as the announcement of Shkalim, and reading of the Dalet Parshios are noeg in the second Adar. However, on the 14th and 15th of Adar Rishon, it is still Aser Behesped V'tainis. We also do not say Tachton or Lamatzeach on these days, known as Purim Katan and Shushan Purim Katan. The halachas are discussed in the last simon of Shulchan Aruch Arachaim. One who was born in Adar of a non-leap year, Lamashal Adar of Tavshin Lamed Tes, 1979, and his bar mitzvah is in a leap year, Tavshin Nun Beis, 1992, there is a machlegis rishonim as to when he is bar mitzvah. The shita of the Mari Mintz is he is bar mitzvah in Adar Sheni. The Marash HaLevi disagrees and holds his bar mitzvah is in Adar Rishon. The Ramah in Simen Nun Hei Sif Yud is machriya like the Mari Mintz that his bar mitzvah is in Adar Sheni. The halacha of Yartzeit is discussed in Simen Tavkuf Memches and Yoradeya Simen Tav Beis, Ayin Sham. By Shtarois, Remeir holds in Adar Rishon, you write Adar Rishon. In Adar Sheni, you just write Adar. Rabbi Yehuda holds the opposite. In Adar Rishon, you write plain Adar. In Adar Sheni, you write out Adar Sheni. The minig by Gittin is to write Adar HaRishon as well as Adar HaSheni. The Gemara briefly discusses if one who should read the Megillah on Tesvav reads it on Yodalad. Daf Gimel. The Gemara discusses the different Tzarchei Rabbim that were taken care of on Tesvav Adar. Done in Dine Mominus, Dine Nefashos, Dine Makas, and so on in the Mishnah. Some Tzarchei Rabbim, such as being Oikar Kilayim and being Mitzayin the Kvaros were necessary to be repeated during Chol HaMoed. The Gemara discusses Tziyun Kvaros, the marking of graves, over what? The Shedra V'Gilgilis, the spine and the skull. Evan Kavua, an attached gravestone. Where? Not directly above, but next to, in order that one will know it's a Makom Tumah before he actually stands directly above the Makom Tumah and potentially becomes Tameh. The Gemara continues with methods to control Kilayim, and that Basin was at times actually mafkir the fields of violators by means of Hefker based in Hefker. This Yisayit is proven from a Pasuk in Ezra. Ein ma'abrin es hashana lo b'shvi'is v'lo b'metzai shvi'is. A leap year will not occur during Shemitah or the year following Shemitah. This would be too difficult. The Amoraim said that the original hardships are no longer a problem, hence these years could be mu'baris. The Gemara discusses if there is a p'tur of Trumas and Maisus during these years. On the 15th of Adar, tables were set up in Medina, either Yerushalayim or all of Eretz Yisrael. After certain periods of time, if one was delinquent in paying his chatzi shekel, Beis Din would seize a mashkon from the individual. This was done to those mechuyev in shekel, Yisrael, Gerim, Vavanim, Shukrarim. However, by Noshim, Uktanim, Vavanim, She'enim, Shukrarim, as well as by Kahanim, a mashkon was not taken. At what age was machtis HaShekel given? According to the Girsas HaGra later on, if the child was lehevi beis saris, in other words, he was under bar mitzvah, we don't ask for it, but if he wants, he could give. From bar mitzvah until age 20, we ask him for it, but if he does not give it, we do not take a mashkin. Over age of 20, we take a mashkin because he's mechuyev midai raisa. According to the Karbana Eda, under 13, we don't ask at all. Once he turns 13, v'loy hevi beis saris, we ask him for it, but we do not take a mashkin. Once he is 13 years of age and he's hevi beis saris, we ask him for the machzis HaShekel, and we also take a mashkin from him because at that age he is mechuyev midai raisa. So it comes out that nafkamida between the Gra and the Karbana Eda is someone who is 13 and has beis saris, but he has not yet reached the age of 20. According to the Gra, he is not mechuyev midai raisa, and according to the Karbana Eda, he is. This is actually the machlokes Rama and Magen Avram in Simen Tav Resh Tzadi Dalet. The Rama says one is mechuyev at age 20. The Magen Avram brings paiskim who say one is mechuyev only at age 13. Kol shehischil aviv lishkal al yadai, shuv eino paisech. If the father gave for his child 1 year, he should continue giving it each year afterwards. This mission is brought in the Magen Avram la'alacha. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, Kehanim and Leviim are mechuyev in machzis HaShekel, as it says, Zeh yitnu. Zeh is begamatria 12, which goes for the Yud Beis Shvatim. Rabbi Yehuda b'Shein ben Buchri says, they are potter. Daf Dalad. The Mishnah says, if a Nachri or Kusi give machzis HaShekel, we do not accept it. Only Nedarim and Nedavos do we accept from a guy. The Mishnah mentions, who is potter from giving a kolbein together with this machzis HaShekel? What is a kolbein? Remeir says its value is 1/12 of the machzis HaShekel. The Chachamim say 1/24 of the machzis HaShekel. When was it given? Remeir says it was always given, even with the exact amount. The Chachamim say only when you don't have exact change, you pay extra for the fact you didn't pay exactly the correct amount. Someone who pays on behalf of his friend does not pay kolbein. Therefore, two brothers who yarshin an estate and have not divided it are potter from kolbein, as we view it as if the deceased father is paying on behalf of his two sons. The Gemara discusses the connection between the p'tur of kolbein and the chiyuv of ma'aser behema, as well as vice versa. There's a machlokes tanoim if kusim kenachrim. The tanoim that discuss if and when we take the berak habayis from a guy are highlighted, and the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar if yesh breira or ein breira is mentioned. Kimin matbea shel esh, a fiery coin, hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitachas kisei kvaydei. The Ribbono shel Olam took out from under his throne, and he showed it to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Noam Elimelech explains the connection between a fire and a coin. That a fire can do good. A fire can be used to heat. A fire can be used to cook. On the other hand, the fire could, Rachman al-Islan, be very dangerous. So too it is with money. Money could be used for good, for mitzvahs, for tzedakah. But on the other hand, money has the potential to be as disastrous as fire. The parak concludes on Daf Hey with a machlokes as to what the kolbein was used for. According to Remeir, it had the same use as the shkolim. According to Rabbi Lazar, an Eilas Nadava was brought on behalf of the Tzibur. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri explains that they would buy gold paneling for the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ben Azai says the Shulchanim took it as wages. The Yesh Aimrim, that the Shulchanim used this money to cover travel expenses in order to come to Yerushalayim. Perek Beis, Daf Hei. Mitzarfin Shkolon LeDarkoinos. The Shkolon could be exchanged for Darkoinos to help lighten the load. We will see later that Darkon was worth several Shkolon, and therefore the analogy to this would be if a person would want to carry a dollar, it would be easier to carry a dollar than to carry four quarters. So too, one could take the Machza Shekel, several of them, and be Mitzarf them, add them up to equal a Darkon, and rather than take many Shkolon with them, they would take a Darkon in its place. The halachas of a shliach, who has the status of a shomer chinam, who loses the money, is discussed. The halachas also, if the shomer chinam has the money and the money is stolen from him, is also discussed. Ein hakdish yaitze b'loy shvua. There's a takanas chachamim that the shomer will always swear by lost hakdish. This is to make sure one has the utmost care for hakdish. Dover hagarim l'mamon k'mamon dami is addressed. If indeed they were lost and replaced, the lost shkolim were found and brought to Yerushalayim. There's a machlokes as to which are the so-called real shkolim that go to the Taklin Charetin, either the original ones, or the ones that came to the Beis HaMikdash first. The so-called other ones go to the Taklin Atikin. There is a discussion of mi'ila by shkolim, one's unintentional use of hektish. The klal of mitzvus lav lohanus nitnu is also mentioned. Dav vav. The Mishnah says what is done with the extra money that was originally set aside for shkolim or chatas. In different historical periods, different amounts were given. The highest were darkoinos, a darkoin equal to slime, or four machtes a shekel. A sela was also given. A sela is equal to a shekel. Hence, this value is actually twice the value of the machtes a shekel. They then gave tavoin. This is a machtes a shekel. An attempt to give dinarim was made. However, this was not permitted, as a dinar is only half the value of the machtes a shekel. In short, two dinarim equal a machtes a shekel. Two machsa shekel equal a sela, and two sloim equal a darkoin. There is a machlekes amaroim if one says, my entire handful of money is for shkolin. Is the additional amount linadava or lechulin? If a person is mafresh his shekel, v'savashu chayiv, he thought that he was chayiv, v'nim sheshenu chayiv, and he later finds out that he's not chayiv because he already gave machsa shekel, like kidesh. This money is not kidesh, because it was given betos, because since he already gave, this money is chulin. Similarly, the Gemara has a shaila, if one was makdish to shkolim, and later found out that he's only chai of one. Several ramazim to hilchot staka are found in the pasuk in Nehemiah. They have manu aleinu mitzvois lases aleinu shlishis hashekel bashana, la voidas beis elikenu. A person should give his shekel three times a year. The Gra on Simon Tafresh Tzadi Dalad says, this is the makor of our minig to give three half-currency coins Purim time. We don't bother the tzibur more than three times a year for a particular cause. Each box held gimel soin. Machtes HaShekel is a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. Each involves one half. The Chet HaEgel occurred halfway through the day. The Machtes HaShekel was a half a shekel. Because they were over the Aseres HaDibros, the Machsa Shekel, which is equivalent to 10 Gera, is given as a kapara. It is also a kapara for the selling of Yosef. Each brother had a profit of a half a shekel. Each person gives a half a shekel. Pidyon HaBein, the redemption of one's firstborn, is a kapara for the selling of Yosef, the firstborn of Rachel. All the brothers together made a profit of 20 dinarim, which is equal to Hei Sloim. Hence, one redeems his firstborn with Hei Sloim. The Mishnah discusses other leftover money set aside for various Devarim Shel Hektish, Asiris Ha'efa, Kanei Zavin V'Zavais, Pesach and Nazir. If a person is mafresh a shekel and he dies, Yiplu L'Nedava. In certain cases, a Karban Pesach can become a Shlomim, L'Mashal, if it's shechted at the wrong time. Min Bo L'Mayit. The word Min usually comes to exclude. The Karban Pesach and the Shlomim were eaten. However, the carbon oila was not eaten. The Gemara discusses pasul amachshavas for carbonis. Af Zion, Meiser Lachmish al Nazir Yurkov. The Nazir used to bring 20 loaves of matzah together with his karbon, as is discussed in the Gemara Menachas Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Two of these loaves were given to the kohen, and the rest of them he ate himself. If, let's say, there was money that was left over after the purchasing of these matzos, then the money was disposed of and thrown away. It was Yurkov. The Mishnah discusses Dinei Tzedaka, Ma'isar Shavoi La'isar Shavoi, that if there's leftover money which was raised for a particular Shavoi, a particular captive, the leftover money goes to that captive. However, the Mishnah begins that if it was just raised for many captives in general, then it was used to ransom other captives. Ein Meichin Biyad HaParnasim. One should not have complaints on the financial leaders of the community. Ein Oisin Nefashis LeTzadikim. Divrayim Hein Zichreinam. The righteous are remembered through their Divrei Torah. There is no need for a tzion on their kever. One who loses their temper, his Ki'ilu Oyver Avarizara. Ha'oimer Shemua B'Shem Oimra. Yire Bal Shemua Ki'ilu Oimei L'Negdai. It is as if the author stands opposite him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells David HaMelech that his tzedakah in Mishpat is more precious than karbonis. Perek Gimel. The Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Trumas HaLishka was Bifreis HaPesach, Atzeres V'Chag. This means a half a month before Pesach, a half a month before Atzeres, and a half a month before the Chag, corresponding to half the time that we are Darshan B'Hol Chaysav, that we begin studying the Halachas of the Yontif. The Yad Ephraim in Siman Tav Chof Tes brings a raya from our Gemara that the halacha of Darshim Lamed Yoyim Kodem Achag does not only apply to Pesach, but it applies to Shavuos and Sukkos as well. As we see, the terminology of the Gemara and the Mishnah is Bifreis HaPesach Atzeres V'Chag. Bifreis, halfway through the time of Darshim B'Hilchas Pesach, U'V'Hilchas Atzeres U'V'Hilchas Achag, we go ahead and we perform the Trumas HaLishka. So you see that the time for Darshan B'Hilchas Atzeres is actually 30 days before Atzeres. The Gemara discusses the Isser of Baal Ta'acher, in the case where one is Mafrish, Meiser Behema, and then delays bringing it to Yerushalayim. The Gemara in Daf Ches continues with the Machloikas concerning the time of Rosh Hashanah, L'Meiser Behema, as is discussed in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. A Behema is Roy L'Karban when it is 8 days old. There is a discussion of how we calculate the first year of a Bechor. Is it a year old from its birth, or from the time it's Roy L'Karban? A person must look proper in the eyes of other people, as the Pasuk tells us, V'yisem Nekiyem Hashem U'mi Yisrael. And of course, this leads into the Inyan of Maris Ayin. Each kupa was 3 saw in large. There were 3 kupos with a letter indicating their order, either Aleph Beis Gimel or Alpha Beta Gamma. How much water does one have to carry on Shabbos to be Chayiv is discussed. There are various shilas relating to the Dalet Kaisis of Pesach. The Gemara comes out that you are Yotze in the following cases. If one drinks one kais after another, if one sips, if one drinks yayin shal shviz, if one drinks yayin shal kunditon, which is a wine with spices, if one drinks mixed wine, it must have the taste and appearance of wine, and one is Yotze with yayin mevushal. There is a mitzvah min amukhar to use red wine. The wisdom of a person causes their face to shine. Shenemar chachmas adam tor ponov. Daf tes. A revius has a volume of 2 by 2 by 1 5/6 etzbos. The Gemara Pesachim Adaf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph says it has a volume of 2 by 2 by 2 7/10 etzbos. Tosis over there asks this as a contradiction, and he explains that our Gemara is speaking by a cylinder, and the Gemara Pesachim is by a cube. L'maisa, nowadays there is a range of revius amongst the Pesachim, anywhere between slightly less than 3 ounces until more than 5 ounces. There's a machlokes tanoim, dam nevela yoiser min aravius. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's tame, and according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Psaira, it's tahar. One who has a lot of hair cannot perform the trumas halishka, so that no one should think he has money hidden inside his hair. They would also speak with him while he was inside, so that he could not hide money in his mouth. Or asks, let him just go in with his mouth full of water. So Rabbi Tanchuma says, because he has to make a bracha, and one cannot recite a bracha with a mouth full of water. And this is based on a Gemara in Brachas, on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, that learns this out from a pasuk in Tehillim, Yemalei Fi Tehila Secha, that one's mouth should be full of Tehila for the Ribbono Shel Olam, and not full of other items in his mouth. The Gemara gives an exception, and that is if a person accidentally puts something in their mouth, which if they were to take it out would be mis, for example, grapes. If a person put grapes in their mouth and began to chew on the grapes, and he realized he forgot to make a Bar Priya Eitz on the grapes, to tell him to swallow the grapes, he can't do because he'll be eating without a bracha. To tell him to spit out the grapes, he can't do because it's mias. So therefore, we tell him to be misalik it letzad acher. We tell him to move the grapes to the side of his mouth and recite the bracha over the grapes. With two piles of truma, taking truma from one will pater the other. One would begin with box aleph, and even before it was emptied, would continue with box beis. He would begin box gimel before box beis was completely empty. The Gemara brings a very famous brisa, the brisa of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, which is the basis of the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim. Zrizus mevi lidei nikius. Zeal to perform mitzvos brings a person to nikius, to cleanliness from chet. Nikius mevi lidei tahara. Nikius brings a person to a level that his neshama is cleansed from previous averos. Tahara mevi lidei kedusha. Tahara brings one that his thoughts and heart become full of Kedusha. Kedusha mevi lidei anava. Kedusha brings a person to humility. Anava mevi lidei yiras chet. Anava brings a person to fear from being close to avera. Yiras chet mevi lidei chasidus. Yiras chet brings a person to a level of lifnim yishuras hadin. Chasidus mevi lidei ruach hakodesh. Chasidus bring a person to understand the secrets of the Torah. Ruach hakodesh mevi lidei tchiyas hameisim. Ruach hakodesh brings one to a level of being able to perform Tchiyas HaMeisim, because as we know, the Tzaddikim themselves will have a koyach to be Mechaya Meisim. Tchiyas HaMeisim mevi lidei Eliyahu Zachor LaTov, that Eliyahu HaNavi will come to announce the coming of Mashiach, as well as Tchiyas HaMeisim b'mehera b'yameinu. The parak ends, Kol mi shekavua b'Eretz Yisrael, whoever dwells in Eretz Yisrael, u'medaber b'Lashon HaKodesh, and speaks in Lashon HaKodesh, and he eats his peiros, his fruits, b'tahara, in the state of purity. And he says kriyishma in the morning and at night. Such a person is told that he is a ben olam haba. Perek Dalad Daf Yud. The Gemara mentions dvarim shel tzibur that were donated by private individuals. The Atzei Ma'arocha were donated by private family as wood for the Mizbeach. Nashim would make the Ksaines, the tunic for their sons, the Kahanim. There was a Machloikas in the Shittas Rabbanon by Machshirei Karbon. When Tisha B'Av was pushed off to Sunday, the 10th of Av, even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Mishpachas B'nei Sana'a Ben Binyamin did not complete the fast, because it was a Yonta for them. This is based on the Mishnah in the 4th Parak of Tainus, which says that this was the day the mishpacha of B'nai Sanah ben Binyamin would bring the Atzei Ma'aracha, and it was a yontif for them. And therefore, they did not fast when Tisha B'Av occurred on the 10th of Av, which was their yontif. Kol karbonos hayachid v'atzibor ba'in min ha'aretz v'chutz al aretz, min ha'chadosh u'min ha'yashan. All karbonos, whether they're private or whether they're that of the tzibor, come from Eretz Yisrael and come from outside of Eretz Yisrael. They can come for chadosh, they can come from yashan, except chutz min ha'oimer u'shteh alechem, except for the carbon oimer and the carbon shteh alechem, she'ein bo'en ela min ha'chadosh u'min ha'aretz. It only came from chadosh and from Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael mekudeshes mikol ha'aretzos. The ketziras ha'oimer was done even on Shabbos. Methods of payment for the shomrei svichim and stone cutters are discussed. The Mishnah lists what was done with the money in the lishkos as well as excess money. Gimel Lashonos Hain, there are three tongues of wool. Each wool had a different weight. Shal Seir HaMishtaleach, that of the Seir which was sent off the cliff on Yom Kippur. Shal Mitzayra, Vishal Parah Aduma, and that of the red heifer. Different people received a salary from the Trumas HaLishka. Those who taught the Kahanim Hilchas Shechita, the Mavakrei Mume Kachim, the inspectors of blemishes of Karbonos, Magiyei Sifrei Torah, those that corrected the Sifrei Torah, the judges over cases of robbery, and according to Shmuel, women who would weave the paroichas in the Beis HaMikdash. The rest of the daf lists where different parts of the Beis HaMikdash came from the Shumas HaLishka, or from the Shiara HaLishka, and so on. Rameir says, HaShulchan v'HaMenorah, HaMizbechais V'HaParoiches Ma'akvenes HaKarbonos. That without the Shulchan, or the Menorah, or the Mizbeach, or the Paroiches, the Karbonos were not good. The Chachamim say, Ein Lucha Ma'akev Es HaKarbon El HaKiyar, and its stand. The Chachamim explain that only the Kiyar, together with its stand, are Ma'akev, the Karbon, the bringing of the Karbonos. Maran Dafir Aleph says that this machlokes is only ba'avoidas mi bachutz, only the avoidas, the service which took place outside. Daf Yud Aleph. The Kohen Gadol used to build a new ramp for each Parah Adumah brought. The Gemara comes out, this was a hiddur in the mitzvah's Parah Adumah. Investing mamon in hektish, or mamon yisaimim, the mamon, the money of orphans, is only mutter if you take total achrayas on its loss. The Gemara discusses how the umnin, how the craftsmen were paid from the Maisra HaKetiris, and there is a machloikis if one grinds the Keteris with a kli of chula. Daf Yud Beis. The halachas that are nageya kachet ben HaKabayis are addressed amongst them. Stam hekdeshos le ben HaKabayis. Unspecified kachim goes to ben HaKabayis. Ben HaKabayis chal al hakol. It takes effect on everything. There are different halachas by kachet ben HaKabayis. Those that were redeemed, and those that went out to chulin, and what happens if they're redeemed with a mum. The Gemara discusses the halacha of a tamura. Tamura is an exchanged behemah. One is forbidden to exchange his behemah shel hekdesh for another behemah schulin. If he does, both are kodshim. The Gemara discusses this din by an oila, by the Karban Pesach, and by an asham, and whether or not, in particular cases, a behemah can be classified as a tamura. Nekeva lo oila lo kidsha el hekdesh damim. The Gemara discusses the Kedusha of an Eif. Perek concludes on Afyud Gimel with the fact that Kahanim is Rizenhein. Kahanim are diligent and made sure to use items before they had a chance to spoil.